and Scotty Burns coming up. But right now, it's time to get a special guest on. He is part of the undefeated top of the table Melbourne Football Club, and his career resurrection, I guess, has been significant. It's time now for this.
Alex Neil-Bullen has 3 goals this season. This will be the most difficult set shot he'll kick. He's on the boundary. He comes around. Right foot kick. Looks pretty good. That is spectacular from Alex Neil-Bullen.
Alex, thanks for your time.
G'day, Kane. How you going, mate?
Winning's fun, mate. You've been to many Monday morning meetings on the back of a loss in your short career. It's much better when you're winning, clearly.
Yeah, that's probably been the highlight of this 9 weeks, has been coming in on a Monday and understanding that your back's not against the wall on performance-wise, and it's something that the club's very proud of. And I guess we've set ourselves up to be in this position, but we also understand each week's another huge challenge, and that for us is heading to the Adelaide Oval, which you're very familiar with, and I'm an Adelaide boy, so I understand the power that the Adelaide Crows fans have for their team.
Yeah, it'll be a beautiful day, beautiful conditions tomorrow, twilight, Adelaide Oval sets it up for a good one. Crows not playing too bad, but I'm interested in whether you can pinpoint it, and we've all had our crack at working out what's going so well for Melbourne. I guess the team first aspect of what you're doing has been significant. Is there one or two things that you can identify?
Yeah, probably one thing I think is crucial for a high-performing team in our sense is each week, yes, we've been on the good result of the win or a loss record, but no matter if how we perform, we always are looking for opportunity. So, for example, we'll come in on a Monday, look at opportunities that we did things well, but also look for opportunities that we can keep improving. So it's always having that mindset to become the best team that we want to. And we understand right now we aren't where we want to be each weekend, and we're always looking for areas to get better in. And then as soon as we do that on the Monday morning, we're literally looking on to the next opponent that earlier in the week. So we've been looking at Adelaide since Monday. We've got a clear image now of what their strengths are and what we need to do to beat them. And I feel like that for an organisation in sport or anything is not to look too far behind and always be looking forward to the next challenge, because otherwise you can get bogged up in where you've been and you're not focused on what's ahead. So I think that's something that we've really done well as a footy club, driven by our leaders in Simon Goodwin and Alan Richardson.
And I guess the pressure on spots is significant enough motivation to make sure you're not slipping. So at some point, you know, not many go through undefeated. There's going to be a few hiccups along the way. It's a long season, but that pressure for spots, and Ben Brown's been omitted after just 3 games. He's been reasonable too. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it's a tough part of this organisation each weekend. You have blokes that will always be unlucky for omissions, but for Brownie, in Brownie's case, he understands now what this footy club is about. And speaking to him yesterday on the phone, he understands this is a long journey and he's well a part of this football club. And he knows it was never going to be easy, but he understands where this team's going and he's a huge part of where we're going. So we've all been, I guess, had hurdles that we've had to overcome. And I generally believe in having a hurdle or two is good for the person and the team, because it means you've got to keep working and everyone is on their toes.
Is that something you'd often do, call a player who has been omitted from the team?
Well, yeah, to be fair, I've been on the end of them probably the last 3 years as well, where, you know, you get the call from the coach or you get called in the office and you've been left out for the team. And every time that happened to me, when there was support from a teammate, I got a lot out of that, and you instantly feel better about yourself, although it's a hard situation, understanding that your teammates, you know, are there for you and understand that, you know, that there's an elephant in the room at times when someone does be omitted. So I always make a conscious effort of getting around the person, not to make them feel good, but purely just to make sure that they know how I feel about them in the team. Because I know if I'm on the other end of that, I like to hear that and I get a lot out of it. So, yeah, it's something I make an effort in, and I know that the footy club in general do a really good job of that.
That's good to see. You are in the leadership group now. What input does the leadership group have into who plays on the weekend?
Oh, I wouldn't say we have too big of an impact. We can voice our opinion in our leadership group meeting, but we're not their match committee. But I wouldn't say that from the leaders to the coaches, we do have a very even opinion on where this footy club is, and I feel like that's been a huge part of our success. Is there's no hierarchy at this football club. Everyone is allowed to voice their opinion, and we are all going for that one ultimate success of a premiership.
I love Mark Williams, and I know he's been spoken about a lot, and he gets asked about, and most people have been unbelievably complimentary of the influence he has had. But what about for you? Have you worked closely with him, and what impact has Choco made?
Yes, Choco's one of a kind. I'll paint a picture for you. My first day was before Christmas, so we didn't have to go back to training just yet, being a senior player. But I went for one of the early sessions, and I'd never met Choco before, and I walk up on the oval. He's out there in his full gear, boots, socks and all. And I shake his hand. G'day, mate. I'm Alex from Bullen. He goes, g'day, Alex. How you going? I'm like, good, good. I ask him, like, how are you, mate? And he goes, none of that. So let's talk about you. How many goals have you kicked in a game before? And straight away, he was looking for the best version of myself and wanted me to believe that I can do that each week. So he kind of changed your mindset around, yeah, you can be a role player. You can, you know, always try your best. But having that mentality that you're here to impact and you're here to be a great player, not a good player. So that's probably been his biggest impact for me individually. And then as a team, there's not too many people in the footy industry that I have seen have an impact like he has at a footy club in such a short period of time. And we've had people who have had him as coaches, who have coached with him, against him, and he's always had that intensity about him. But he's got that good intensity that gets the best out of the individuals he works with.
Yeah, it's a shrewd appointment, and most of the teammates and people at Melbourne have said exactly the same. It's a great insight. What about Adam Uze as well? The influence, has he got senior coach written all over him?
Yeah, I've seen that's been documented throughout the media that he's a man in waiting. I've been really impressed with Uze's calmness around the footy club. No matter what's going on mid-game, in the middle of the week, he just has this calmness to him that, yeah, he's very approachable. You can talk about footy, you can talk about stuff away from footy. And that for me, and as a player that's been in the system now for 7 years, you've seen a few people come through, and I can sense that if Uze was to get a senior gig one day, he would have a great relationship from the youngest player on the list to the oldest player on the list. So that for me speaks very highly of his capabilities. But in saying that, I would love to see him at this footy club for 10 years because he's doing a tremendous job.
Alex Neil-Bullen, Melbourne forward, joins us this morning. The Demons, undefeated 9-0, coming to Adelaide to play the Crows tomorrow at 4:35. Christian Petrarca spoke on Gary and Tim during the week. I just want to have a listen to this and get your thoughts on the other side.
I think the biggest thing that I loved about him is that the fact that the club sort of wanted to get rid of him, and again, the maturity piece for him to come back and sort of come back and go, well, I like the fact he sort of stuck it back up at the club, to be honest. It's sort of similar to Alex Neil-Bullen. They wanted to trade him too, and he's come back and in the leadership group, and he's developed as a great forward as well. So,
first player he's referring to is, of course, Tom McDonald, and then you win it as well. Can you take me back to that time when the club were looking to explore their options with you and how difficult it was?
Yeah, for sure. It's something that you, as a player, you've got to understand over time. It's part of the organisation, but no doubt it's a difficult conversation for me to hear and also the club to have. But it was at the end of the season last year in the hub, and we just had a great conversation about where the club was going and where they saw me, and they had the respect level towards myself to tell me where they honestly sat instead of blindsiding me waiting to the trade period. So that for me, I had a great relationship with Goody because he's been there since day one, and Tim Lamb, the list manager. So I got a lot of respect from that. So whatever was going to happen, I was willing to go ahead with it. But at the same time, as soon as the trade period finished, Goody called me and said, how you feeling, mate? You ready to go? And that for me, I was already in the mindset of, I can't wait to get back. You know, everyone, I'm going to train the house down. All that's going through my head. But just to have him call me and say, look, mate, you're still a part of our club, and you're not just a part of our club. You're a huge impact on this footy club. And from that moment, that was, I don't even know when the trade period finished, but it was well before training started. And I just had that in the back of my head through when I was running at the Glenelg Oval, Sacred Heart there, just making sure that I knew if I did the work and I came with the right attitude, that he wasn't looking at me as a player that they wanted to get rid of. He's looking at me as a player, as a core part of this footy club. And I feel like I've done that so far this year, and that's something I'm going to keep driving till the end of this season. So, yeah, it's definitely a hard conversation. I'm not sure if you ever had to go through anything like that, but it's something that you do get a lot of personal development out of as well.
It's sort of, you get a little bit angry and a little bit offended, I guess, but then you can turn that into, certainly I did, it happened to me in 2009, you can turn it into some sort of motivation and then to see the rewards that you've got. And I think it's a credit to Simon Goodwin as well for his dealings with you and also Tom McDonald and the clean slate that has proven to be pretty significant. Luke Jackson, good to go. He's been so important. How special is he?
Yeah, I love Jacko purely because he doesn't get hung up on anything. He's a carefree kind of attitude, and I feel like that's really helping his footy at the moment, and he's a crucial part of the success we're having early on in this season.
And, mate, in another sign of, I'm just going to get off the field here for a second. So cryptocurrency's gone nuts. Bitcoin, all of it has just gone, but now mainstream in the media. So the Melbourne Footy Club has teamed up with CoinJar. So you've partnered together. It's the first time a cryptocurrency has sponsored in the AFL. Are the boys into their crypto?
Oh, there's a few so-called experts out there in the footy club, but I'm keen to speak to CoinJar directly just to make sure I get a clear understanding, because there's a few little experts getting their opinions around. So now that they've come on board, I'm very keen to talk to them about it.
Good man. Hey, I've loved your season. It's been the story of the year for me, that the turnaround in it, the way that you're playing, the team first attitude's been amazing, and your form, sensational. Continue that, mate, and hopefully we speak to you a little bit closer to finals.
Thanks, Kane. Appreciate it, mate. Good on you.
Alex Neil Bullen, what a chat. Doesn't he speak well? So CoinJar is an Australian Melbourne-based cryptocurrency exchange where you can buy Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the other cryptocurrencies. There's millions of them out there at the moment.